Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I upload any brand new content. I'm going to review how my weekend was. It was actually a pretty quiet one. Friday, I don't know. Do you guys consider Friday a part of the weekend? I do. I really do. Because I used to get off of work so early on Fridays. I had my whole Friday. But that's the only bad thing. You got to go to sleep early on Sunday. Didn't have to do that. But Friday, I went over to Tom and Dan over in Baldwin Park in Orlando, was on their show. As soon as we got in there, it was their Friday free show. If you want to find it, I'm sure it'll be up on their YouTube channel. I know that it was done on Twitch, but it was kind of like a job interview that I did with Tom and Dan. It was between myself and Seth Petruzzelli. Yes, the same Seth Petruzzelli that knocked out Kimbo Slice, became famous. Yeah, I kind of felt like he got a little upset at me when I kind of said that the only way he beat Kimbo Slice was because Kimbo ended up slipping and falling. But, I mean, that's the way I saw it. So, we were only, before the show even started, Tom was like, nah, we're only going to do just an hour. No, we don't want a long show today. And I think we ended up doing almost 3 hours worth of content. Started a little after noon. Man, it might have been more than that. I didn't get out of there until like close to 3:15, 3:20. So it did go a little bit longer than what it was. I always have a blast going on a mediocre time with Tom and Dan. I was sitting right next to Seth. Right off the bat, we had like another whole Gene Lasker debacle that could have happened. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's when I was on Bubba's show, and Gene Lasker, dirt tracking, mullet wearing, white trash, redneck, great guy, but sometimes he can be a little unreasonable. So I ended up getting there. I'm in the studio 5 days a week. I'm sitting in my chair that I'm sitting in during the week, and Gene Lasker comes in and tells me, "Get up. Get the F up." And I'm like, no, this is where I sit. No, you're in my chair. No, would not get up at all. And he slapped me on the back of the head. And I stood up and I'm like, I'm just not going to put up with it. I'm not going to back down. I've been here. I've been working my ass off too long and too hard in radio to let some amateur come in here and push me around. And that was a fight. Matter of fact, when I first started with Bubba, I think I got in 2 fights in the first year. I mean, they were both bitch fights, both really big bitch fights, but Gene Lasker and then Rob Gargiulo, that was another one. He ran in there and thought he was going to, like, get up in my grill and stuff. That didn't work out very well either. Yeah, I was a dick, especially when I was drinking. But back to the Tom and Dan thing, I guess Seth Petruzzelli sits on the right side of the couch, and I got in there early, quiet, you know. That's why I really do think I've got a great opportunity at this gig. I don't know. You know what would really, really help me out is if you guys can go on social media and just tell them how much you did like me on the show. And I know that Seth might be good on the air, but I'm not trying to say that I got a big head, but no way. No way he is better than me. And Tom and Dan were talking about how professional I was. I came right in. They didn't even see me come in. Like, I could have went in there and just basically, like, murdered everybody. I don't even know why I would say that. But I was so quiet, they didn't even know. They were in there recording commercials as soon as I came in, and they made the comment. Oh, isn't it so professional for somebody to just come in, not make a bunch of noise, bother us while we're recording? Yeah, I know how it works. I've been around a lot of different radio shows, guys. I know it's been since 2010 since I worked with you guys on a regular basis, but I haven't lost it. Matter of fact, I've gotten better. And I think Tom and Dan can actually see that. I really, really do. So that's why I said, if you get a chance and you follow them on social media, at Tom Van, at Daniel Dennis, on Twitter, any of those places, Facebook, Instagram, please let them know, hey, let's get Tuttle on the show, because it would help me out. It'd be nice to get some extra money coming in, as well as it would be to be able to promote my show on a very, very popular format in the Orlando area. Check, check, check. So on Friday night, I really didn't do that much. I actually went to bed pretty goddamn early because I have done something to my Achilles on the left-hand side. I've been working out a lot. I've been doing some more running, been doing some more walking. But I really do stretch. I stretch really, really well, guys, before I even start working out. But somehow, I picked up another little injury. So I really didn't do much anything Friday night. I just wanted to relax, kick my feet up, and actually went to bed early, but woke up on Saturday, ended up watching a little bit of the news, man, and what happened up in Kentucky and those six states. Do you realize that they've never really had an F5 tornado, which I don't think this one was in the month of December, but they have only had, I think, 12 recorded F4 tornadoes in December. And it just seems like this weather that we're having is just getting wackier and wackier and wackier because, for example, look at the temperature here in Florida. It's bad. Now, I'm not trying to be a liberal or one of those tree-hugging hippies. I'm not trying to push global warming on you, but it's kind of showing that our weather is kind of changing a little bit. It is. I mean, just look at what's happening around us right now. Record temperatures in Florida, record tornadoes that hit six states, longest recorded tornado ever to be on the ground, 250 miles. The death toll is just crazy out there. But no, everybody just wants to ignore it. I've always been a fan of the weather. I've always kind of been a little bit of a weather nerd. Since the beginning, back in 1993, when we had the Superstorm, the 93 Superstorm. A lot of people probably don't even remember that. This is before they were actually naming all the winter storms that were coming down. And you know that the only reason they name those is because they want the hype. They want the hype just like it is during hurricane season. But that's how it goes. And these weather people, they do love when this stuff happens. They love it when a hurricane gets close because it's showtime for them. Yeah, weather is very, very important here, but it always has been. But I've been following it. 93 Superstorm, you got the Perfect Storm, you know, the one movie that George Clooney was in. Twister. Love Twister, man. Twister, I love that movie. And that's what really, really got me interested in tornadoes. But I swear to God, do you remember where it hit Helen Hunt's mom's house and absolutely leveled that town before they got the Dorothy 2 to fly? Yeah, I still remember the name of it. But that's exactly how Mayfield, Kentucky looked. And it's funny. I know a lot of people, I talk about dialects here in the United States all the time. Do you think people up in the Pacific Northwest or the Northeast are probably like, well, I'm doing a redneck accent anyways for people in the North. But do you think they're probably just watching the news and they're like, oh my God, are these people completely retarded or something? Is this how they talk down in Kentucky? No. I mean, that's kind of how it is. You would think you think people in Florida would speak even worse than people in Kentucky. No, a lot of people realize this. The further south you get in Florida, the more northerner you get, because everybody from up north likes to come down here. But man, what happened in Kentucky and those six states, Arkansas, I think Tennessee, Illinois, they absolutely got hammered.
From the air, you can see clearly the city of Mayfield in western Kentucky is devastated. Storm chaser Brandon Clement raced here.
Not gonna lie, I would love to at least try that one time. Go out and chase some tornadoes. Because I've never seen a tornado in my 42 years of living. I've never, ever seen a tornado with my own eyes. Just, I've never, ever seen it. I would absolutely love to see one. And the funny thing, not the funny thing, but the most fascinating things about tornadoes is that your neighbor across the street could get hit by a tornado and your house wouldn't even be touched. That's how just very precise, clean-cutting, compact tornadoes are. Because if it does hit you directly, everything's going to be gone. Absolutely destroyed. And you'll be fine on the other side of the street.
When I'm looking at the trees and everything is just completely sawed off, buildings are completely flattened, cars have been picked up and thrown, you know right away you're dealing with a violent tornado.
The storm hit after dark Friday, leveling everything in its path. About 110 people were working overtime as production stepped up for the holidays at one of Mayfield's largest employers, a local candle factory, when the roof caved in on them.
How would you like to be one of those employees? You get a call from the boss probably about 2 hours before this tornado hits, and they're like, hey, you want to pick up some extra hours? Yeah, boss, thanks. I really, really could use the hours. Want to buy the kids some extra Christmas presents. And then you go into work and the whole roof just collapses on top of your head. That's got to be some really bad luck.
They actually recovered some bodies from the woods and we're pulling them out. And that's just, it's gut-wrenching to see.
Man, after just hearing that guy talk, how many people do you think they've never, ever found when a tornado hits? Because they're saying on the Doppler radar and stuff that some of the debris was picked up as high as 30,000 feet. That, by the way, if you don't know that, that's where jetliners fly. That's where jetliners fly. And I'm sure somewhere in that debris, there probably were some bodies. Because if a tornado is just picking up tractor trailers like it's nothing, trust me, it could definitely get a body up to 30,000 feet. And then there's no telling where those bodies have landed. There's got to be people that have gone missing after a tornado's hit and their body was never, ever found. That is just crazy to think about that a storm could do that.
Homes caught fire. Trucks and cars were flipped.
It ripped it off.
Some even ripped to shreds. Planes at the local airport will never fly again.
If you had to describe what's happened to your town, to people that don't live here, what would you say?
It's gone.
Great quote, lady. Great quote. It's gone.
Across Kentucky, more destruction from a train derailment in Hopkins County to destroyed homes and businesses in Bowling Green and roofs ripped off homes in Danville.
This event is the worst, most devastating, most deadly tornado event in Kentucky's history.
I love how the governor is just hyping this up, hyping it up big time. Like, this is the greatest, most spectacular, most mesmerizing tornado that has ever come to Kentucky, to the bluegrass state. Hell, this tornado's so bad, we don't even have bluegrass anymore. The tornado took it all.
I believe that by the end of today, or tomorrow, we will be north of at least 70 lives lost here in Kentucky. I think we will have lost more than 100 people.
Doesn't it almost like he, like, all right, we're gonna have the greatest death toll of all time in Kentucky. We're going to be somewhere over 100 before it's all said and done. I'm not going to pray that it's not going to be, but I'm just telling you, there's going to be tragic, massive loss of lives. Nothing we can do about it. Hell, I hope it's more.
And I think it could rise significantly in those numbers.
Kentucky's governor calling for those in his state who can to give blood to help.
We are ground zero, and I know this community is hit. It's been hit really hard. It's going to be a tough night for a lot of people across Kentucky.
The scope of what happened only now becoming clear. as many as 36 tornadoes causing destruction across six states. In Arkansas, a nursing home with 65 residents completely destroyed. At least one resident died.
It just kind of stopped my heart for a second, knowing that the place had a lot of residents in it that are not physically able and capable of taking care of themselves.
All right, you say that, but at least they were in a founded home, like a home that had a foundation. Because most of the people that I saw that lived in that area, all mobile homes, all trailer parks. And you really, you have no chance at all if a tornado directly hits your mobile home. It's just, I saw mobile homes wrapped around trees like it was nothing. Like, it picked it up and just ripped it right across the tree, and all the contents have been just gutted from the inside of that trailer. At least these old people were actually in a house that had a foundation, built out of brick, had a roof. But at this point, hell, it flattened those type of homes as well, too. I don't care. They could do all of the best tornado hurricane building. Because you guys forget, I worked construction for a while. And after Hurricane Andrew, man, they always had to have at least one building on a school ground that had extra foundation, extra bar joists, extra thick decking, as well as extra screws, welds in every little valley. Hell, I think they were putting concrete on some of those. But if a tornado hit that building, I don't care how much you put into it. A direct hit from a tornado, especially anything F4 or higher, it's just going to be gone.
A deadly twister in Defiance, Missouri.
Major structural damage to the Amazon warehouse. This is going to be a major incident.
In Illinois, fatalities at an Amazon warehouse and more damage across Mississippi and Tennessee.
I've never really understood how billionaires mess up so badly. Because you would think as a billionaire, you would have somebody at your side all the time and saying, and advising you, kind of telling you, hey, you know, this might not be a good look. And I had the same thought. So Saturday morning, when I'm waking up to this, they're doing all the tornado coverage. ABC, they do their own little thing because Michael Strahan, who else besides me is kind of getting tired of Michael Strahan? I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but how many jobs do you need? Save some for some other people. But Michael Strahan goes up into space on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. And instead of Jeff Bezos going and just stopping what he's doing, catching a flight, flying a helicopter in, I don't care. Bezos, you could do whatever you wanted to do. You could take that Blue Origin, land it in Kentucky, drop off a whole bunch of stuff. I really don't care. But it's a bad look for you to be over in Texas making a big deal about Michael Strahan going to space when you got a whole bunch of your employees that are like just basically caved in. They're trapped under debris, the roof of your warehouse where they were working when this tornado hit. And then Jeff Bezos sends out a tweet talking about Michael Strahan's back. You know how many people that tweeted, because I knew it was going to happen, at him? They were so angry. So angry that he had to, like, delete that tweet. And then he came out with one, you know, saying he was sorry, about the Kentucky Amazon employees that ended up dying. Well, guess what? Now Bezos, since you waited until everybody called you out, it just seems insincere. Nobody's going to take it for credit or face value that you really do care. But it is true. You know, Bezos, instead of worrying about some A-list celebrity or sports athlete that got his gap teeth fixed like Michael Strahan, instead of worrying about that, you should have been, like, making sure that your employees were okay, doing whatever you can, at least putting out a statement, at least acknowledging that it happened, but nope, you didn't. God, that's why I said, I don't understand how these billionaires make mistakes like this.
An older woman in Kingston Springs, Tennessee, was pinned underneath a mobile home from the waist down until firefighters pulled her free. Tonight, she's in critical condition. President Biden today approving a federal disaster declaration for Kentucky, instructing FEMA and other federal agencies to move in quickly.
The federal government will do everything it can possibly do to help.
I also don't like those choice of words by our president. We'll do everything that we possibly can. No, you're the U.S. government. You're the U.S. government. Why have you got, you guys have been spending all this money left and right, putting us in even a bigger hole. And we pay our taxes. I read somewhere it was the highest tax but the highest amount of taxes brought in for the first quarter. So use some of that money, put it to good use, instead of, you know, hooking up all your boys and everything with the extra money that's coming in. No, get there, do everything you can for the bluegrass state, and make sure that nobody else dies. Make sure everybody has good health. Everybody's getting fed. Everybody has a warm place to sleep. Get those FEMA trailers out there. What happened to all those FEMA trailers from Katrina? They might be a little molded out by now, but get them up there. I used to be into, like, the reality TV shows. I never, ever, back in the day, would miss any of these reality TV shows. But some of them are just going way over the top, like that Hoarder show. That Hoarder show, there's no way in hell that even if I was the family members of some of those people that have the hoarding problems, I would not be able to handle the way that they were talking to me just because I was trying to help them. And that kind of relates to the next clip that I'm going to play. It is from the TV show My 600-Pound Life. And this woman, I guess she's out, they're staying at a hotel, and she could have had a nicer room. That would have been like on the second or third floor, but she could not ride the elevator, too heavy, could not go up the steps, too heavy. So she ended up getting something on the first floor, and the bed that she was trying to get into had wheels on it. And it was asking everything of those wheels to hold up this woman that is obviously over 600 pounds. I'm not being mean. I think it would be false advertising if the people that were featured on the show weren't over 600 pounds when the title of the show is My 600-Pound Life. But there's no way that I could ever, ever deal with the way that these people talk to their husbands or kids, the ones that are trying to take care of them. Guess what? Those people would lose a lot of weight if they had to take care of themselves, because it would be the most amount of movement that they've done in a really, really long time. And let's be honest, if they were sitting on the couch or bedridden, they could go a couple of weeks without eating because their body would eat their reserves. All they would need is just some water. That's about it. So instead of people catering to these people's lives, it's not like they can chase you down. It's not like they can beat you up because they can't even get off the couch. So stop enabling these people. You know, if they want to throw these like temper tantrums and crying and saying that they can't help themselves, just stop taking care of them. The only thing you need to give them is bring them a 5-gallon bucket of water in there every so often and let them just drink from that. And when they really, when it's time for them to eat, guess what? They will have lost enough weight from their body eating itself to be able to get up and fit outside of the room. Just, you know, I know a lot of you guys probably are taking what I just said as being mean, but it's kind of the truth. That's why I also don't believe in these reality TV shows, because there's no way that a man, even the biggest cuckold man, would not be able to take it from a big fat bitch like this.
All right?
No. Please help me. Please. Please, the whole bed moves. The whole bed moves down.
Okay.
Please tell me.
1, 2, 3.
So, just to let you know, and I will post this video on all my social media, just follow me, twitter.com/Tuttle, facebook.com/Tuttle, instagram.com, just everything Tuttle, Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E. But this woman was trying to get on this bed that had the rollers, and she didn't make it up all the way, and the bed started to roll on her. And I think they even had the locks on the wheels. But when you got that type of just girth and mass coming down on it, right there is a prime example of the way that planets warp space-time. If you could see this video, her sitting on the couch or the bed, everything gets curved towards her big old booty.
The whole bed slid out on me.
Okay, it's on wheels.
What the
By the way, she's really not done any physical activity that would result in that type of breathing. That's all from her trying to get up on the bed rolling, and her getting a little bit of the vapors because she just overexerted herself and she scared herself. Because just like in the video game, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, once King Hippo goes down, King Hippo is not getting up.
I mean, why would they do that?
Right. By the way, we got people starving and dying all over the place. And some of these people don't even cry as much as this woman is crying just because the bed has wheels on it and she couldn't get it up there. Once again, we cater to these people. Once again, guess what? Those people are getting taken care of because of their health issues and being way overweight. And somebody like me that has a hernia, oh yeah, I can't get that done until it's about ready to burst. Even though I'm getting out and working out, I'm working, I'm not having people wait on me hand or foot. Yeah, and these people are getting taken care of. I know it's going to sound like a very conservative, like, frame of mind, but it's the truth. It is. And I don't like either side, so you can't pigeonhole me anywhere. That's just my views.
No! Just shut up, Mom!
You know what would have happened if I would have told my mom to shut up? Because this woman, even though she looks older, I don't think she is that old. I really do think she's put so much wear and tear on her body that she looks older. And your mom's just there trying to help you out. It just seems like your mom, you got your mom just beaten into submission. You got your husband beat down in submission. And it's not like they're scared of you. It's just that you annoy them so much that they would just rather give you what you want because they're hoping, being deep down and honest, they're hoping you die quickly. But they're truly helping you out because they don't want to hear you bitch anymore. They're tired of hearing your fat-ass mouth bitch.
Charlie, I can't sleep on this bed.
You didn't want to pay the other price for the other room, so...
When they said it was upstairs.
She is so allergic to exercise. Just her talking about walking upstairs just makes her seem like she's straining, thinking about walking upstairs. Like, it was upstairs. Yeah, she was getting worn out just describing walking upstairs. Holy crap.
Idiot. I can't get on it, Charlie.
Why can't you? I'm holding
the bed.
Just
give me the chair over there.
Did not hear a please at all. I know I'm you know, kind of picking on this big girl, but not really. Not really. People were letting her get away with being rude. People were letting her get away with just stuffing her face with whatever she wants. No. Somebody needs to tell her no.
I can't do this. My bed hurts down here on the train.
She's yelling at him like her back problems are their fault. No, no, no. Your back hurts because of gravity. And the human spine is only, like, built to, over the years of evolution, you know, that little thing Darwin came up with. Our backs aren't meant to carry that type of weight. It's just, it's not able to do it. and you're crying. And this is why, this is how she gets everybody to do stuff for her. She makes them feel bad about her back hurting her, or she's scared about getting up on a bed, which is something even a toddler could do. How does that make you feel? Like, you're a grown-ass woman, physically and mentally, and you're bitching, you're having a hard time doing what toddlers can do. Toddlers that just learn how to walk are able to figure out how to climb up on a bed, and you don't hear them crying or bitching as much as this woman is.
3-hour ordeal.
Charlie, you know what? If you aren't going to be supportive, you can f***ing leave. It's stupid wood in here. It's stupid. Why would they put wood in a floor in a hotel?
I'm sorry, guys, but holy crap. I about choked myself up there. Stupid wood. Why do they put this stupid wood in this stupid hotel? Looks stupid. Well, I don't know. Maybe they should have left the carpet in. Glad they got you on the first floor, because we could see like a collapse that they had down in South Florida. You could bring the whole goddamn building down. And she's bitching about the stupid wood and the stupid hotel. You can't help me. I don't want to have you around here. Hey.
To make it look nice?
No, every damn thing I say, you contradict and talk you little I about hit the floor and I had to hold my body weight up.
I have to hold my own body weight up. Yeah, that's kind of what being a human is about, being able to carry around your own body weight. Can't do that. That needs to be one of those, like, eye-opening experiences for you. Yeah, you might want to burn a timeout. Might need somebody to tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, stop eating so much. You can't even carry your weight around. And you're still yelling at the husband. The boyfriend. I don't know. Like, at what point as a man do you just say, enough is enough? Just get out of here. And then, let's not even, like, that probably might be one of her babies that's over there crying, because you can hear the baby crying in the background. That kid's going to grow up to be fat, because that's how they sell their mom. Those healthy diets are all, like, passed down. That's why we're becoming so unhealthy. That's why so many people have died of COVID-19 here in America.
Because he went in here and just lollygagged.
Lollygagging, I was getting the bags and stuff.
He's putting, he doesn't even know it. Lollygagging, getting the baggins. Yeah. No. I would have just told her to, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get the bags. Just like when a father wants to run off on the mother and the kids. Hey, I'm going to get a pack of cigarettes. And they never come back. Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd be like, hey, I'm going down to get the bags, and I'm just leaving. Leaving. It's not like she can come after you. That's how you got to do it. You just got to leave her. That is the only thing you could do before she learns.
I say you try it again, Nikki.
Okay, let's just try it again, you bunch of bastards.
Okay, fine.
Everybody should just leave. Leave. Turn the lights off. Turn the TV off. Turn everything off. Even the air conditioner. Turn the air conditioner off and just leave. Because she can't do any of that stuff. She can't get out of there. She can't walk. She can't turn the air conditioner on. Oh, by the way, you removed the remote control away, so she can't turn on the TV. Just let her sit there in her own fat thoughts.
Hang on. I'll get mommy on the bed.
We're gonna take the mattress and the box spring off. We're gonna put that down.
Wow. They are just moving the whole bed. And guys, look, all right. The problem I have with this is how rude this woman is talking. Like, I would have more sympathy for her. I really, really would. And I've never understood. When people are, when you're relying on people, why would you treat them so rudely? Why would you? Because you depend on them. And that's the reason why I'm kind of being hard on this woman. And I know it might make some people mad, but I'm sorry. It's just the way that I feel, because this woman should be grateful because she put her own self in this whole situation, and she should be grateful that people are helping her out. But she's not. She's a complete bitch. And I would love to hear from you. Am I being too hard? Am I being too mean about this woman? I would love to hear from you. A couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Also, I want to thank my good friend, Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard areas, just like my mom is, make sure you check out Ian Hanna. Even my mom's using him, trying to get all this stuff worked out. One of the hard things we're going through right now is trying to get insurance on the trailer. It's so close to the water. And for that amount of money, these crooked-ass insurance companies, they won't write anything. But Ian Hanna, he's been hitting the ground running. And I feel very, very confident we're going to be able to get this done. But check out my good friend Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. All right, guys, getting out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys are able to make it through that Monday right after the weekend. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.